If Freedom Fails. We'd like to take you on a visit to a town that doesn't exist. A town we call Springfield, USA. We'd like to show you how things would be in any American town if communism took over. This is the story of what can happen to a scientist under a communist regime. Pat McGeehan stars as Professor John Baker in The Lenin Prize.
All right, I'm coming. How can the comrade workers prepare a decent meal if the butler keeps buzzing all the day? Rise up, ye children of privation. Rise up, all ye who are forlorn. Rise up, ye Oh, it's only you, Professor Baker. You're home early.
A little more rising, Eileen, and you'll raise the roof with that communist international.
Well, you never know who might come knocking at the door. Oh, you've forgotten your hat again. Mrs. Baker ain't going to like that.
I'm not exactly a delicate, doddering old man.
Nor will you see your 40th birthday again, Professor. Now, you got to be more careful fooling around at the Institute with all them bugs and microbes and genies.
Genes, Eileen, genes.
Oh.
The little organisms which gave you those bright Irish blue eyes.
Soviet Irish blue, Professor.
Yes, I suppose so. Soviet Irish blue.
Well, I'll be off to my kitchen. Oh, it's a long
Oh, Eileen, isn't my wife home?
Oh, she's been upstairs all afternoon, mooning at that wardrobe trunk in the hall closet.
Oh, yes. Thanks, Eileen. I'll be upstairs. Mary.
John, I'm so early.
Were you expecting some other lover?
John, you're not early because of some bad news.
Oh, of course not. I just didn't want you to have all the fun sighing at the trunk, so I left the Institute early.
To sigh at it with me?
Mary, do you think we might just take it out of the closet?
To see if the Niagara Falls label's still on?
Oh, yes. Mary, do you remember 19 years ago?
19 years ago this June. Oh, John, you're a romantic fool.
Fool, am I? Dr. John Baker, chief biologist of the Ohio Region Biological Institute, and one of the 10, only 10, mind you, honored scientists of the American Soviet Republic. I wouldn't want the Central Committee to hear you calling the latest recipient of the Lenin Prize.
Latest, most likely recipient of the $1,000 prize.
Don't be mercenary, Mary. Let's call it by its name, the Lenin Prize.
Well, it's $1,000, whatever you call it. Without it, we couldn't afford the trip to Niagara Falls.
But thanks to the Central Committee...
You mean thanks to your research?
Really, thanks to the editors of the Science Quarterly who chose my theories over Lysenko's.
Chose?
Yes.
Oh, John, is the Quarterly out?
Mary, I...
And your paper's been chosen for publication. You've won.
Mary, not so fast. Slow down. I didn't say...
But you said chose.
Well, only because Ben Saunders told me it was certain my paper would be chosen.
Oh...
But on his say-so, I went down to the railway commissariat this afternoon and bought our train tickets. We leave a week from today.
Well, I suppose if Ben said so. After all, he is the director of the Institute.
More important, he's the party secretary for the region. He's bringing an advance copy of the Quarterly with him.
Oh, John, with your article in it.
Well, I expect so.
John Baker, if you don't stop teasing me, making me go hot and cold like water tap,
Now we can take the trunk out.
Good evening, Director Saunders.
Good evening, Eileen. How's the comrade worker this evening?
Oh, fine as the evening is bright, sir. And
there's a bit of anticipation in the household tonight, I'm thinking.
Oh?
That you, Ben?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, glad you finally got here. Mary's been feeling a little worried, you know.
Worried? Worried about what?
She won't quite believe it about the prize until...
Now, we'll soon fix that. Where is she?
We've been waiting in the library for you.
Oh, Ben. Ben, come on in.
Did you bring the advance copy?
Mary, your husband's been slandering you. Worried. I don't see a trace of it. You're looking lovelier than ever. John, you're a lucky man.
Then you did bring the Science Quarterly with you.
Oh, well, now let's sit down, John.
Well, you did, didn't you, Ben?
The fact is, I didn't.
Then I haven't...
The prize.
But you said the Central
Hold
Committee...
Hold on now, John. Mary, it's only a technical delay. Some of the research papers on genetics haven't been turned in for publication. Professor Miller's, I think, and one or two others. As soon as they are, the presses will roll.
But my paper on heredity...
Will be published without a doubt.
And the choice between John's theories and Lysenko's... The prize, I mean.
In the bag, Mary. In the bag, as they say.
We thought we'd be on the train a week from tonight.
You will, John, I promise you.
If the Central Committee prefers John's theories to Lysenko's fiction.
Now, Mary, there's something to be said for Lysenko's side.
What? Why, for purely political reasons, it exalts the forces of environment. It completely denies heredity. And it brands as liars and counter-revolutionaries anyone who speaks up for Mendelian heredity... I wonder how Lysenko would explain, well, Eileen's blue eyes. How insane can a scientist be and still be called a scientist?
Oh, John, please.
Oh, come now, John. No one agrees with you more than I do, but don't let the Lysenkoists get under your skin.
Well, I don't like this delay.
Believe me, it's only that the Central Committee wants to consider all the research that's been done before they reveal it.
Revealed?
You mean the decision's been made already?
Well, I didn't mean to let it slip out, but of course it's made. And in your favor, John, you'll be on that train next Friday with the Lenin Prize in your pocket.
Morning, Miss Kimball.
Good morning, Professor Miller. Dr. Goldschmidt was in looking for you.
The Science Quarterly, it wasn't in my mailbox. Was it delivered here?
No, Professor.
No? Oh, what did you say about Dr. Goldschmidt?
Well, he didn't get his either. That
he
was
didn't
why...
either, eh?
He said he'd be across the hall in the biology library.
What's that?
He said he'd
oh,
be
yes,
across...
Oh, yes, the biology library. I'll be right back, Miss Kimball. Goldschmidt?
Here.
Where?
In the alcove.
In the physical chemistry?
No. Here, in the biology.
Oh, what is it, why?
Take this.
Journal of Biology?
Take it. Make believe you read it.
Oh.
You too have not received the Science Quarterly.
No. But why only us?
It is not only us. Not us, not Mazzini. Nobody. It did not publish.
I don't like it, Goldschmidt. I don't...
Keep down the voice.
Oh.
Also, I don't like Director Zanders to ask me 20 times why my results are not ready for the quarterly.
Me too. He knows my experiments don't support Lysenko's theories.
Mine also support Professor Baker, not this political foolery.
Maybe it's foolishness, but the Lysenko theory fits the Communist Party line. And if Zanders... Who is it?
I cannot see. Wait. Mazzini. Here. In the alcove in biology.
And Miller, too. I just come from Director Saunders' office. Again, he asked me for my research paper for quarterly. Again, I tell him I'm not finishing final form.
Aren't you?
Sure, but Saunders does not want a result which support Baker's theory.
What I don't get is, if Professor Baker submitted his paper for publication, well, what have we got to be afraid of?
Did he? Or does Saunders only say it is
to me? Baker has never said his research paper is given in.
I never asked him.
I didn't either.
Then I will ask.
And if he says yes, he did?
Then Baker or no Baker, I will tell him he is a fool.
No!
I will tell him he digs his grave and helps to bury us too. Professor Baker.
Yes, Goldschmidt?
The quarterly has not come out.
I know. Is something wrong?
It is not out because some of the men have not given in the research for publication.
So Director Saunders told me. Haven't you?
Have you given in yours?
Of course I have.
Don't you see what you have done?
Done?
In opposing the theory favored by the Central Committee.
Nonsense. The Central Committee wants discussion from both sides.
This is what Director Saunders says?
Yes.
You believe him?
Why, of course.
You are crazy to stand up against them.
And perhaps your own mental balance has been affected by your ordeal under Hitler.
So you think my background makes me not to see clear, eh? Then ask your own American, Professor Miller.
Miller? What about him?
His eyes are not sleeping to what is going on.
You mean he hasn't submitted his paper on hybrid corn?
Exactly what I mean.
But his research is airtight.
Exactly.
Then why doesn't he?
Because his neck is more important than his data.
He wouldn't suppress his results.
No, he's going to burn them.
You're mad.
Have you seen him today?
No.
Then go see him.
I will.
Professor Baker.
Put those papers down, Miller.
Yes, sir.
Blow out that match.
Yes, sir.
What's wrong with you, man?
I've got to burn my data. I've got to protect myself. I've worked too hard, too many years. I can't start over now. There'd be no place to go, no.
Good heavens, man. Do you want to burn 5 years of work?
I'm saving my life.
You're hysterical.
No. No, I know what I'm doing. So for weeks, Saunders has been after me to hand in my refutation of Lysenko, to submit it, to publish it. He's kept after Goldschmidt and Mazzini, too.
Mazzini, too?
Yes. If we publish, it becomes public evidence of our opposition to the party line, to the Central Committee.
I've handed in my results for publication, and I've attacked the whole Lysenko theory.
You're too big for them, Professor Baker.
Get hold of yourself.
What happened to Wilson at the California Institute?
A political scientist.
And to Simpson at New York.
An opposition economist.
Biologists are no different.
Oh, nonsense.
I'm afraid.
I'll vouch for it.
Could even mean my life.
I'll protect
you. I can't. I've got to burn. Mazzini?
Professor Baker, I look for you.
Mazzini, have you gone mad, too?
Director Saunders has me in his office 3 times today. Again, he asked for my research, for quotes.
Oh, you're all acting like children.
Sure, but with the instinct like a child. Why is Saunders the one for paper? Everybody in the Institute know only 4. 4 in 25 scientists are against Lysenko theory.
Yes, only me and Goldschmidt and Mazzini.
And you, Professor Baker. And only after us do Saunders keep asking for research papers.
Why?
A trap.
Nonsense.
And why not he ask for papers from Lysenko?
Because he favors my theories. He told me so himself.
How do you know? For 14 years, you go from home to laboratory, from a laboratory to home, and read. What do you read? Journal of Biological Chemistry? Of Chemical Physics? Journal of Genetics? But do you read Pravda? Do you read Svestia? Communist Party newsletter? Ohio Region Party newspaper? Oh, no. You are a great scientist, Professor Baker. But in politics?
Listen to me. I know Ben Saunders. I have known Ben Saunders for 20 years. He was the best man at my wedding. He introduced me to my wife.
Yes, wife. Wife. I, too, am a man. I, too, have a wife. What you have thought about your wife? You know what I think all day? I think I do not want to put my wife in danger. Into hands of Director Saunders, of Party Secretary Saunders.
But your wife, I...
Now, finally, you think about people.
But what is your wife to do with...
If I am a purge from Institute, what she do?
But you won't be.
Suppose.
But you're imagining.
Suppose.
Ben Saunders
what
says.
What Central Committee says.
But Ben says.
Don't trust him.
I'll go to see Ben Saunders again. Now. Are
Are you busy, Ben?
Hello, John. That'll be all, Miss Simmons. I'll give you the rest of the letters later.
Yes.
Come in, John. Sit down. You look a little disturbed.
Yes, quite disturbed, Ben.
You're not still worried about the prize money?
No, but it has to do with the quarterly. I didn't know it, but a few men from my section are among those who have not yet submitted papers.
Three of them. Frankly, I've been pressing them. Your job, really, John.
I don't understand it.
You think that scientists would deliberately withhold the results of their research?
They're intimidated by the apparent policy of the Central Committee and by the fact that you're a party secretary.
Oh, how can they be so intelligent in the laboratory and so stupid outside?
I've tried to reason with them.
John, maybe if we work together, we could get them to be sensible and publish.
Well, anything you say, Ben.
All right. What is there, a little dinner party at your house where they'll feel safe?
Well, Mary's got her hands full getting ready for our trip, getting our clothes clean, ready to pack.
Of course. Well, then, how about just a social evening? Maybe a bottle of wine.
That should be fine. Whom shall I ask? Miller, Goldschmidt, Mazzini?
Yes, and I'll ask Professor Markham, too.
Markham? I don't believe I know him.
He's a new man in the zoology department. He needs a little reassurance, too, I think.
All right, then. Tomorrow night?
Fine. About 8:30?
Fine. And I'll have a few bottles of Madeira to help put them at ease.
You are listening to The Lenin Prize, starring Pat McGeehan. A story of the way things could be if communism took over. A picture of what life would be like under a communist regime in an ordinary American town. A town we call Springfield, USA.
Professor Baker, here we
are. Evening, Goldsmith.
Miller, Mazzini. Go right into the library, General.
Thank you very much.
I'll get it, Eileen.
Oh, is Director Zonders here?
Yes, he's in the library. He bought me a little present, traveling case. You'll find him in charge of the decanter. Oh, Professor Markham?
Professor Baker, am I late?
Not at all. I'm very glad to meet you. The others just got here.
Mm-hmm. Is Director Zonders here?
Oh, yes, he's here, too. Everyone's in the library. Come right.
Provisions of the Constitution of the American Soviet Republic, which guarantees... Ah, Professor Markham. Gentlemen, let me introduce a new member of our zoology department. Professor Markham, Dr. Goldschmidt, Professors Miller and Mazzini.
A pleasure, sir.
Now, as I was saying, gentlemen, our Constitution guarantees in Article 124... perfect freedom of speech and freedom of press. Now, we mustn't let that provision lapse by default.
Is it not Article 125, Director?
Huh? Ah, yes. Yes, Markham, quite right. It is Article 125.
Pardon me, gentlemen. May I fill your glasses?
I've been waiting.
Enough, Professor. I will be drunk.
Miller?
Oh, certainly, sir, certainly.
Thank you, Professor, but I never...
Excellent. Call her John. Thank you. Gentlemen, let me suggest a toast. The second honeymoon of Professor John Baker and his wife.
Hey.
What is this?
Yes, what's this about a honeymoon?
Well, I don't think it premature to say that I have every expectation of Professor Baker's winning the Lenin Prize for his paper on Mendelian heredity. It will appear in the coming issue of the Quarterly, and the prize money will nicely finance a trip to Niagara Falls.
Oh, yes, I drink a cold goose.
The Lenin Prize.
very good. Now, gentlemen, back to our Soviet Constitution and its relation to us. Now, we all know that there's many a slip twixt the cup and the lip between a constitutional provision and its everyday application.
Director Saunders, may I...
In a moment, Markham. In short, even in the Ohio Regional Committee of the party, one finds, well, thick heads which are hard to penetrate. Bear with me a moment, Professor Markham. There is a type of hard head, even in the party, which doesn't understand the right of criticism and self-criticism. Do you follow me, Goldschmidt?
I
understand you, Director, but I...
What you thought that a party member, and especially a party secretary, mustn't even utter a whisper against the rumored position of the party central committee in Moscow.
Well...
Yes, see. Yes, I am surprised.
I too did not think you thought that.
No, what I thought.
I beg your pardon, Markham.
I consider it unpatriotic and unworthy of a Soviet scientist to put forward any experimental conclusion which opposes what is desired by the Central Committee.
Oh, you surprised me, Markham. I hadn't thought this of you. Nor had I thought that our party secretary would voice sentiments which obviously...
As the party secretary to a party member, I would appreciate a certain amount of civility.
I consider both what you say and the conspiratorial manner in which you say it as highly questionable.
Well, how close at hand and unexpectedly one sometimes finds the hard heads of which I spoke. Sit down, Markham.
I'm leaving. I consider this meeting treasonable.
Yes. Counter-revolutionary.
Yes, counter-revolutionary.
Then don't. He...
deserved it. Now you may go, Markham. You'll hear from me in the morning.
He'll denounce us all.
To whom? To me.
I will take a little wine.
I'm very sorry this happened, gentlemen, but you all certainly see now how wrongly you interpreted Director Saunders' intentions. With the director on our side, any fear is as foolish as...
As foolish as Markham is stupid, as he will discover in the morning. And now, gentlemen, need I say more? May I expect all of you to turn in your papers either to me or Professor Baker within the next day or two?
More wine, gentlemen.
Good morning, John.
Ben?
Professor Miller. Here, take this chair.
Thank you.
Now, John.
Here they are, Ben. The research papers ready for publication. Every one.
Oh, you don't know what this means to me. Not only as one who desires to see the party flourish, but also as a scientist. Yes. Ah, Mazzini's refutation of Lysenko and Miller's fallacy of Lysenko's theory on hybrid corn. Very good, Miller.
Thank you, Director.
And Goldschmidt's paper, too. Well, this means the quarterly is as good as published. You'll see it Friday night. And, John, the name of the winner of the Lenin Prize will be on the cover.
I've borrowed against that, Ben. Mary and I will be taking the midnight train.
Well, why shouldn't we celebrate? A triple celebration. You're winning the prize, your trip, and our own resolve to uphold the spirit of our freedom of science.
A very good idea. Why not at my house for dinner in the evening?
Count me in, John.
Good. Miller, you tell the others.
This time we won't invite Markham.
Till Friday evening. Eileen?
Yes, Professor?
Are we ready for dinner?
I need only the mouth, Mr. Baker.
I'll get it, Eileen. Hello.
Professor Baker?
Goldschmidt?
Yeah, I am not well.
But you look fine today at the Institute. What's wrong?
I cannot come. I am sick.
Well, have you called a doctor?
The doctor has already come to me. I'm sorry, Baker.
But Goldschmidt...
I am sick.
Mary? Goldschmidt is sick.
Oh? Well, what's wrong with him?
He's not coming.
Was it serious?
Well, I don't know. He sounded very ill. But he did have a doctor.
Oh, what a shame.
Excuse me, dear. Hello?
Professor Baker, this is Miller?
Yes, Miller. Going to be a little late?
I'm at the Institute.
What, at this hour?
I had a little more extra work to finish up.
Are you all right, Miller?
Of course. Well, of course I'm all right.
You sound a little...
I'm fine, I tell you, fine.
Oh, then you'll be right over.
No, you go ahead without me. I'll be late.
How late?
Just late, Professor. I can't say any more.
Miller, what's wrong?
Goodbye, Professor Baker.
Mary, something's wrong.
Yes, it is strange.
I'll call Mazzini.
Yes. Oh, well, thank the Lord someone's come.
Baker?
Yes?
Message from Professor Mazzini.
Oh, I'll take it.
He can't come tonight.
Strange.
Well,
his phone's not ringing.
Messenger.
I'm from the Institute. Good night.
Well, wait a minute. John? John.
Mary, did I hear Mazzini's name? His phone didn't even ring.
Why, he isn't coming either. That was a message from him.
I'm going to call Ben.
I don't think that man really was from the Institute.
First Goldschmidt, then Miller, now Mazzini. What's wrong here? Mary, something's happened to the telephone. It's completely dead.
Well, maybe it's off the hook in the kitchen. Arlene! Arlene! Oh, there's the kitchen door.
Yeah. Well, that should be Ben at the front door. I'm glad he's finally come.
I'll go see what happened to Arlene. I think he's suddenly to be so...
Oh, Ben! I'm so glad to see. I don't know what's going on here, but...
John!
Yes?
John, she isn't there. Ben, it's you, thank goodness.
Now, Mary, calm yourself. These things, I...
There's a strange man at the back door.
A man?
A man. A man like the one that brought the message from Professor Mazzini.
Ben, no one is coming. What does it mean?
I'm afraid it means that the Central Committee doesn't look with favor on those who oppose their obviously better judgment.
Ben, but you...
I take my orders from the party.
And you, Ben... represent the Central Committee.
At the Institute.
And on the Science Quarterly. And Slapping Markham?
A bit of make-believe.
To make the others submit their articles to the Quarterly.
Yes, I brought an advance copy for you. Carries your paper, and Goldschmidt's, and Miller's, and Mazzini's.
But the prize. Ben, the Lenin Prize.
Mary, dear, it seems that Lysenko has won.
A trip.
Only off for you, Mary. Your husband will be going.
Going? Oh, what do you mean? John, what does he mean?
It's quite plain, my darling. I'm going away. Alone. When, Director Saunders?
Now. You've packed, aren't you?
No, Ben. Please.
Let me read you the inscription from the cover of the Quarterly, Mrs. Baker. At least you will understand why your husband must go. It reads, and the color is bright red, glory to the great protector and protagonist of science, our deepest source of inspiration and courage to seek the truth, the Communist Party.
Saunders, what's the delay?
He is coming, Comrade Markham.
You have just heard a story of what happens to free scientists under the heel of communism. You think this could not happen? It did happen. To Professor N.I. Vavilov, the famed Russian biologist who was arrested and deported to the Siberian Arctic. Why? Merely because he publicly disagreed with a theory of biology favored by the Soviet government. Professor Vavilov died in the deportation center of Magadan on the shore of the Bering Sea. You've been listening to If Freedom Failed, starring Pat McGeehan as Professor John Baker in The Lenin Prize. Music was composed by John Hicks, with musical direction by Michel Perrier. The Lenin Prize was written for If Freedom Failed by Arthur Weiss, produced and directed by Robert M. Young. Sergeant Lloyd Iyer speaking. This program has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.